by my buddy Mike. We're fishing out on the basin for alligator walleye pike. Emo brought his TV and Routy's beagle Fred is too old to drive a rabbit, so he comes fishing with us instead. We got lawn chairs, a poker table, an ice cold keg of beer. We're loaded down with so much stuff, Mike can hardly steer.
Hey, watch out for the stuff!
When you present a pontoon boat,
just makes me a little bit more lively, happy when I hear that song. I don't know what it is about it.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good song.
You can go on Diuper's website, Dayoupers or something like that, Diuper's. And they got all kinds of songs about hunting and fishing and all kinds of stuff like that. But the Diuper's, nice folks. They're up in, on the, if you left Fish and Frank's, turn left, went north on US 41, you would go all the way up on 41 and you would come to the Diuper's, world's largest outhouse display, and I believe it's on the right hand side of the road instead of left. They're on the opposite side of it, but they're on the same road as we are.
How weird is that?
Yeah, I've always wanted to travel 41 all the way its length. I don't know why, and just one of those things I wanted to do.
It's not a bad thing.
You know, it's like people want to drive, you know, Route 66 all the way across.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if enough of 41 exists anymore that you could actually figure out how to drive it all with all the other roads it's become and everywhere else. Right.
I would like to do the one where they do that 3-week garage sale through like four different states. It's kind of like part of Route 66, but it's a different little interstate there.
Right. They're going around, and what they do is say you go from one big event to the next.
No, people actually set up on their roadsides out in front of their houses along the whole road.
Really?
Yeah. My mom did like a state and a half a couple years ago with my Aunt Cindy. She said it was a good time because you go through a lot of rural farm country and people just got stuff set up out there and you just pull over and check it out.
Yeah, I stopped at one of the neighbors, her husband has passed away and she was selling off a lot of the stuff, and you know, there's always a lot of expenses there at that. So I stopped and I bought a grill. I was going to buy an air compressor, but they'd already sold it. So I bought this grill and a bottle. I don't want it, but maybe we'll put it behind the fence and Jeff can cook himself hamburgers. Jeff there likes to cook on the grill.
Yeah, he does that.
I think we'll just put it here. Yeah. I don't want it for nothing. I just, you know, helps out a little bit.
Right, absolutely.
So, let's see. And yes, we did close our Fort Myers store, mostly just because we couldn't find any help to work it with.
Right.
It was, you know, over the next, between now and the end of May, we would have been open anywhere from 3 to 6 days a week, depending on the week.
Right.
And who could work and who couldn't work. And help is so hard to find, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, anyone that wants to work can work right now. Anyone that doesn't want to work, it's, you know, it's no, they just don't want to work, so why bother? You know?
Yeah, I mean, if you want a job, you've got one. That's pretty much just the way it is. It's the new reality. The old reality was there are no jobs and they're never coming back and all that. And the new reality is trying to find somebody to work.
Right, exactly. So it's not too bad, yeah. What is that?
That's my Donald pen that broke.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
I don't know. It's somebody, I guess, we have a Democrat in our mixed.
Right.
Busted the heck out of a pen.
Jeez.
And I'm not either. I wouldn't be a Democrat. No, damn sure wouldn't be a Republican. Yuck. Okay. Anyway, they're both kind of yuck.
Any politician, I don't care what they are, they're yuck.
Definition of a crook, a thief, is somebody who spends $3 million to get a $70,000 a year job.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm. We believe you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you got us fooled there, Bucky. All right, what's going on in Peace River?
A lot of things. I mean, not a lot of things, but two major things, the tarpon and the snook. There's a lot of snook moving all over the place. I'm getting some reports from Arcadia all the way down to behind your place there in Harbor Heights. guys are pitching the bushes or the mangroves, some of the deeper cuts. Some guys are trolling a little bit through there, and they're catching snook up to like 40, 41 inches is the biggest one I heard of. And then they're getting some tarpon mixed in with those, and then some, a lot of juvenile tarpon going up the Shell Creek way, and a lot of little peanut snook up there towards the Shell Creek area. A few bigger ones, but you know, that, those are the two main things guys are talking about. I heard of some smaller redfish in the 18 to 20 inch range. A couple guys have been catching those as bycatch, fishing the bushes, and big jacks. A lot of big jacks cruising around up there, and that's from 75 up to the Navigator seems to be their roaming area at the moment. And guys are catching those on top waters. They're having a really good time with top waters on those things. They're throwing the big Rapala. What's that newer one? Because we've been selling
Skitter V.
We've been selling quite a few of those. And then we've also just recently started selling a few more of the Super Spooks. So it's pretty cool to see a topwater bite the way it is on those things. I like catching them on topwaters especially. I used to do that as a kid off Eljo Bean all the time.
Oh, yeah. I think topwater fishing is kind of the ultimate. And if you're wanting to... don't know how to use a topwater and you want to throw a topwater, get something with propellers on it.
Right.
I think it's the 7M Mirror Lure has them. Rapala's got a double prop bait. Berkeley has that new, plopper bait. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them. You don't have to be an expert walking the dog on a Zara Spooker. A guy in the other day, and he didn't use topwaters, but he wanted to do them. And I sold him a Yozuri Wake bait, W-A-K-E, Wake, a Berkeley plopper prop bait, and then I sold him a Skitter V. And I'd take him in the bait room and show him how to work the Skitter V to actually make it walk the dog properly.
Right.
He says, well, I've been looking on the internet. I said, oh, God help me.
Right.
You know, if you're going to look stuff up on the internet, folks, it's to get an idea. Don't believe it. It's not a belief. It's not a religion.
It's just a guideline.
It's just an idea. Take an idea from this one, an idea from that one, put it together to make it make sense for you. But just because some clown on YouTube is going, this is the best thing and the only thing that ever works, Reverend, I can tell you, over the last, you know, decades, one guy comes in and he has to have this particular lure because it's the only one that will catch a snook. It won't hit anything else. And 20 minutes later, a guy comes in and wants a completely different lure, completely different color, because it's the only one that will catch snook.
Yep.
If you don't have that one, you just can't catch fish. And we hear that all day long from different people, because where you're throwing it, how you're throwing it, the way you work it, where you are, all these things come into play.
Yeah.
And there's no perfect lure.
No.
There's no perfect rod and reel. There's no perfect line. If there was, this store could be a lot smaller. We wouldn't have to be 5,000 square feet. We could be literally an 8x8 room. Here's your rod and reel. Here's your lure. You know, that's all you need. You're got
all you
your
need
cover.
Anything else. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Okay, I-75. We were talking about snook and reds around the islands, right?
Yep. And then there's been some jacks cruising there also.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey. I appreciate it.
And any tarpon up there?
Yeah, some juveniles have been there in the early morning. And then there's been a few black drum hodgepodge around of all sizes. So they're now a little quiet.
It's kind of funny because people get so particular when, you know, I caught 8 black drum, but the ones were too big and the others were too small. And I'm like, but you caught 8 nice fish.
Right.
You didn't, like, not catch anything. No, but I wanted ones that were... I'm like, so you're mad because you caught fish, but you didn't get exactly what your little heart desired?
Right.
Oh,
and this is... it's kind of funny because here you go.
Okay.
That was caught last night, two houses over from me.
Yeah, nice, about 40-pound black drum.
Yeah, he caught it on some frozen crabs that he bought from you yesterday. But it's funny how spoiled we are, because it's like he was talking about, you know, well, it's a black drum. And I said, have you ever caught a bigger fish than that? He goes, no, I'm super excited about that. I said, then don't just look at it as it's just a black drum. I said, it's one of your biggest fish ever. You know, go for it. That's awesome.
It's an amazing fish. Are you kidding me?
We get sometimes so spoiled or put these fish on certain pedestals.
Spoiled's the wrong word. Brainwashed is a better word.
Yeah, there you go. But we put so many different species on different pedestals of greatness, and it's like, well, you know what?
Little Emily, who works here, she's really a very, very good fisherman. I mean, great angler. And she's taught herself how to catch all these fish, but she caught this one monster sail cat. And I mean, it literally is one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. She let it go, or I would have actually weighed it for world record. And she was so proud of that. It was this monster sail cat that she had caught. And we had Patrick Sabeel and the guys from a band of angler lures here. And, you know, they're looking at that, and they don't get it. And then she showed them the picture of the, like, a 39-inch snook, and they went, oh, wow, you're legit. You're the real deal. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, she is, but I don't really know that you guys are.
Right.
I mean, if you can't see the potential of one, you know, a lot of people have caught 38-inch snook and all that, but this was pretty much a record cat. I mean, right. It was a monster, one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. And they didn't get that was cool. But I said, show them the picture of your snook. Oh, wow, you're really legit and all this. And I mean, it just goes to show, no matter where you are in the fishing thing, you can get these ideas in your head. Well, that's no good.
Right. It's pretty funny sometimes. It's sad.
So, just like us, this fishing report sucks, because we're not doing a fishing report. We're just bullshit BSing.
That was good. That was close.
That was close.
That was really close.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching Discovery Channel. Beep.
Yep.
Beep it. Okay. 41 Bridge.
41 Bridge has had some juvenile tarpon in the morning with a lot of little snook and even some fair-sized snook, but it seems like the bigger snook are at night down there. At both the new park and guys fishing the pilings themselves from boats. And then the daytime, they've been catching a couple of short cobia, a couple of small bull sharks, and still been a handful of trout around there, around the bridges and over towards the power lines.
I liked I stumped Josh on his radio program this morning.
Yeah.
Patty Ev Pier. I just figured I'd throw that in just to mess with him.
Yeah. Gotta mess with him a little bit. I forget what I told him. I said something that I don't even remember, just messing with him. And then Mike brought up the boat, and then doesn't bother me. I'm like, yeah, whatever, tough guy.
What's that?
Mike brought up the boat later on.
The what?
His boat.
His boat?
Yeah.
Okay, you're being very
Josh's boat.
Oh, okay. Well, you were being very vague on your references
there.
Yeah,
he brought up Josh's boat, and Josh was like, oh, don't bother me. I'm like, okay, you're lying.
Yeah, you guys are all full of garbage.
Yeah. So
we don't believe you no more. Okay. Lashley Pier. Lashley's been getting old, really popular again lately.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
We went for about 2 years when just nobody went there.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, it's kind of catching on again. Lashley's becoming a little popular.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some snook down there, both in the mornings, evenings, and even a couple during the daytime. Been a handful of trout, a few sheep's head lingering around there. The mangrove snapper moved back in a little bit better. And a couple guys caught a couple jacks off of there the other day. They were actually fishing down at the beginning by the seawall and picked those up. And then I've heard of two little sharks. No pictures, but they said they were about 3-footers, so. But they let them go. They were having just a good time.
Bayshore Pier, believe it or not, they've been catching black-tip sharks over there. Quite a few whiting, possible mackerel or trout. I forget what else the guys were saying.
I got the whiting and the sharks from a couple guys this week.
So that's actually been doing a little bit better. The canals over in Port Charlotte?
some big black drum.
Yeah.
And they've been from several different canal systems and people. Juvenile tarpon over in East Spring Lake and way back in the Countryman Waterway. And then the jacks have been sporadically moving through all of the canal systems. And fair-sized ones at that. And handful of small snook. What else we catching? Plenty of catfish behind my house last night with the boys.
They had. How do you spell marauding?
M-I-R-A-U.
No, marauding? Wouldn't it be like M-A-R-U or M-A-U-R-A-D or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we're not using that word.
My brain's not working today.
Jack's feeding in canals.
Yeah, my brain's definitely not working.
I was going to put they were marauding because jacks actually kind of like go marauding. I mean, they're just like rip it up, tear it up.
I think they're like Vikings.
Yep. Berserkers.
Come through, destroy everything, and keep moving.
Yep. I mean, the Vikings had it down pat, just like the jacks. Go in, wreck everything, go away. And after a while with the Vikings, they would just pull up the shore. People would bring out their belongings, set them on the beach so they could just take them and go.
Here you go.
It eliminated a lot of, you know, people getting killed.
Right. It's pretty smart.
Yeah, man. I see a boatload of Vikings pull up in front of the store. I'm pretty much going to set stuff in the parking lot for them.
There you go. Have a nice day. Thank you very much.
Except for the fact I'm... usually have a bang stick, which will pretty much sword, bang stick.
All the above.
Yeah, okay, Eldra Bean Pier.
Eldra Bean's been getting some snook in the nighttime. Been a couple of whiting, some trout. Once again, a handful of jacks. Some black drum of assorted sizes. And in the early morning, there's been some juvenile tarpon hanging around the bridge itself. Kind of a mixed bit of stuff. I've heard of a couple of sheep's head, but it's been super quiet there on those guys this week. And I don't know if they're thinning out a little bit or if just people are just going elsewhere.
Well, I think one of the things that's definitely going on is the weather's going up and down. You know, the one weird thing is I have talked to more people who have moved to Florida or are moving back to Florida because the weather in the southern and northern states have been so weird. 7 degrees one day, 30 degrees the next, it's raining one afternoon, it's snowing the next, there's ice, and then there's sleet, then there's hail, then there's storms, then there's wind, and the weather has been just so around everything. And it's not like, okay, it's winter and it's cold out. It's right. Winter, it's cold out, now it's rainy and nasty and stormy, and then it goes back to winter, and then it goes into like a springtime thing, then it goes back, and they're just tired of all, you know, you can't get used to anything.
No.
And
you can't plan for it.
It's typical El Nino because, you know, you've got this going on one day and this all going on the next, and it changes week to week and going hot and cold and miserable and nasty and wonderful and bad, you know, oh God. But, I mean, I bet you I've talked to 30 people who are either moving back or have moved back.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
A few years, if you look in 2000, up till 2015, people were leaving Florida like crazy. Everybody was moving out. I think trying to find a job, most of them, because there was no work down here at all. So the Carolinas were getting full of people because they had stuff going on there, and the Virginias, Kentucky, there was still work in some of those areas.
Right.
But now there's pretty much work anywhere you want to go. Just try and find help.
Yeah.
Okay. Myakka River area.
A lot of big snook over there in Tippecanoe and the Myakka Cutoff. Most of those bigger ones are actually coming on cut ladyfish. You know, my nephew did real good there last weekend. And then they've also been catching a few redfish up in those areas, a couple of small sharks, handful of trout, and then there's been some snook across the way at the entrance to Cattle Dock with the guys catching them on plugs. They're just fishing the mirrodines and topwaters.
All right, we'll throw that under Gulf Cove so we got something to say.
Okay.
Alright, and Alakazam, voila, we are in the South Gulf Cove area.
There you go. Right at the entrance out front on the Mayaca side of there, those locks there and along the mangrove shoreline. Snook, mostly. There has been a few redfish right inside the locks. And one guy did really well on bass and, the other fish, Mayan cichlids. He caught a few Mayan cichlids in there too on his worms, but he did really good on bass back in there. He had a 4.5-ish pounder, and he caught 8 of them out of his dozen shiners.
Wow.
So he was pretty excited.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a very good day. You
catch 8 fish on a dozen shiners. That's impressive to me.
I think Heather still holds one of those. Okay, this is the bait you got. How many fish are you going to get? 13 redfish on 12 frozen shrimp.
Yeah.
So.
Remember when she did that behind your house or across the street on the neighbor's dock, didn't she?
No, we actually went to one of my little spots.
Was it?
Yeah, that was one of my secret little spot back up. You got to go up the creek, through a cut, through a bay, through a cut, into a creek.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was one of those. But they... It's no good anymore, so.
Yeah. That's the way it always is. It fizzles out for a while.
No, they literally, there used to be about a 8-foot culvert pipe laying right in the middle of it, and it was for an old roadway. Well, they finally came and took it out.
Oh, really?
I remember I was almost in tears when I pulled up and looked, and there's this big culvert pipe sitting up on land that used to be in the water holding an amazing amount of fish.
Jeez. That's a bummer.
I darn near cried that day. I mean, I almost had tears in my eyes. I was like, this is right by the house, and nobody was here. You know, literally one of those spots I had to myself. Occasionally, you know, somebody would be fishing off land there, but never saw a boat there. So, yeah, anyway, west side, west wall.
West wall's got a lot of snook cruising up and down it. And now they're starting to spread out more. You know, a couple weeks ago it was like segregated with the reds and the snook south and north. Now there's a lot of snook peppered down the whole shoreline. Redfish are over there too. And then there's some redfish also out just on top of the bar a little bit. A lot of reports of pompano over there. Handful of trout. And then some bonnethead sharks, especially as you work your way a little bit further south. And there also has been some cobia cruising along the bar. Mixed in that same 2 to 4 feet of water area where those pompano have been being skipped, you know, while the guys are running along. So it's been a good variety of stuff, and the water's really clear over there. So you can sight cast the cobia if you see them and some of your other fish. You know, it's amazing though that you don't see as many pompano when you're running, from what I hear from people. I mean, they always seem skipping out in the wakes.
Yeah, but they're so thin. You know, they're a tall fish, but they're thin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really shiny.
Right.
So you don't really catch a glint off of them.
Right.
They're kind of that whitish gray thing. Mm-hmm. And they really, you know, if they're going through the water, unless they're just slowly going broadside to you, they're really hard to see.
I can see that.
You know, they've got to, if they're head or tail to you, they're almost impossible. And they go around so much, it's kind of ghostly images. They're not hard, okay, there's a fish.
Right.
It's more of, did I just see a fish? Is that a fish?
Yeah.
I think I see fish over there.
Yeah, what was that? No, I could see that. They're fun to watch jump, though, behind the boat. Definitely entertaining for that.
You know, and then you got to be somebody like Carl to actually have them jump in your boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I see them jump behind my boat, I don't know, hundreds of times. I've never had one come in the boat where I didn't have to actually catch it.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time Carl comes back in, I had 3 pompano land in the boat today.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Pretty funny.
But then again, that's why I don't do slot machines until I'm like so inebriated I'm become one with the gods. If I can stand up correctly, I'm probably not one with the gods yet, and I'm just, my luck is garbage. So
that's the way I am with it.
All right, K-Pays.
K-Pays. You got your bonnet heads, been some Spanish mackerel down there, some ladyfish, a handful of snook and redfish closer towards the shoreline between there, between Muddy Cove and Turtle Bay there in that deep trough. A few pompano. I don't know if I mentioned those in the beginning or not. So kind of a good mixed bag, and it's, they're on top of the bar, they're on the real flat area, they're on the edge of the trough. I mean, they're just all over on it, to be honest.
Gotcha. All right, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
Lots of nice sized ladyfish, some bonnet head sharks all through the whole center. The trout I'm hearing about are small in there, but they are catching some trout. Been a lot of snook and redfish way in the back shoreline. And the been some mixed reports of some better sheep's head still over inside Bull Bay. You know, they're catching them right at the entrance on the Charlotte Harbor side and up underneath the shacks, and then also way in that back corner with all the...
What fish was that?
Sheep's head.
Okay, sheep head.
Yep. Been a good little mixed bag of those. I guess the ladyfish have been big in there. They're not great big numbers, but they're bigger ladyfish.
Well, I can tell you that that's where I caught the biggest ladyfish I've ever seen, so...
Yeah.
K-Pays Reef, Danger Reef.
A handful of Spanish mackerel and a couple of sharks have all I've been getting. Everyone's been pretty vague with it around there, or it's just been too windy. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
The whole area there from Devilfish all the way up to Catfish Creek, redfish, snook, handfuls of trout, some Spanish mackerel, bonnet heads, sheep's head underneath the bushes. I mean, if I wanted to flats fish and catch like a big buffet of fish, that would be the area I'd be going, because it just seems like there's just a whole mixed gamut there from a foot of water out to 6 feet of water towards the ICW.
Well, the snook are really starting to move in up there.
I think they're all staging up. I think they're going to hit those beaches early this year.
Well, and they're getting ready for the spawn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, if we can, we're supposed to get a little bit of rain this week.
Are we?
Yeah, I mean, a small chance here, a small chance there. But
probably on Monday.
I think Tuesday.
Oh, but really?
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, well, you maybe even take your boat out.
Well, I'm supposed to go with my cousin and her kids on Monday, so.
Yeah, you're going out with Carl, right?
Yeah.
So, have you taken them out in your boat yet?
No, but if I don't know what they got going tomorrow, but if I get out early enough on Tuesday, I was going to take them out for a boat ride, because that'll be my last night to see them.
Don't know why you're going to come to work on Tuesday. Why don't you take the day off?
Come in. I'll find out what they got going first. How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's their last day.
Take the day off. I mean, we'll be here. I'll work. I don't have anything to do.
Except for catch up on something.
Well, catch up on my sleep, go to the doctor, you know, find out what's wrong with me, get my arm fixed, my hand fixed, my neck, my shoulders, little stuff like
just
that, but
minor.
There's nothing important.
Just minor
nothing
stuff.
I can't wait. Placida, Little Gasparilla Pass.
Man, you're killing me.
No, I'm killing me, but I'm having fun with it.
I know you are. All around Placida, that's where we're at, right? Okay, Placida, the trestle's still been really good there at Placida and even South Pier. Still some sheep's head there, but it's been sporadic. One day really good, next day a little quieter. I think it's been these funky low tides with that moon, and this front blowing through is making it a little weird. But pompano, a few bonnet heads, a couple of black tips, some Spanish mackerel. And then there's been some better pompano underneath the bridges there from the drawbridge over to Boca Grande. And then also the docks right there inside of Gasparilla Pass on those half a dozen houses that are right along that shoreline there. So, and then I've heard of...
What's underneath the docks?
Some pompano.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess there's been a lot of little bait fish cruising through there lately, so guys are seeing other fish but not really saying what they're catching. But the pompano was pretty impressive because the guy did it 2 days in a row out there.
Cool. Alright. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Red Bug.
Oh, Lemon Bay, basically from the Tom Adams Bridge going north, is where I'm hearing of a few bigger trout. Not great numbers, but definitely some bigger fish in that 18, 20, 22 inch range. A lot of snook starting to pile up around some of those islands and some of the deeper troughs and the entrances of some of those canals. What else I got over there? There's ladyfish, a few Spanish mackerel out in the way open areas. That's it. A little bit of a mixed bag, but nothing consistent in one exact spot.
Yeah. The pier?
Really good still. Daytime Spanish mackerel, some bonnethead sharks, a couple of trout, a couple of small snapper, some whiting, pompano / permit, because that one guy's picture, it was at a funny angle, but I swear it was a permit, so I was kind of leaning towards that one. And then underneath the Tom Adams Bridge, still a few sheep's head, a few trout, but mostly small guys. And then tarpon and snook at night underneath that bridge. And the tarpon have been a little bit bigger. The ones that are right within casting distance kind of the pier itself, those are a little bit smaller, but the guys have been pulling up in boats and fishing out towards the middle, towards the main span, been hooking some 60 and 80 pound fish over there.
Yeah, getting a lot of good reports about bigger tarpon all over the place.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Weird part is I know two guys that have fished the 41 bridge and Eljo Bean and still aren't finding them there at night yet.
Venice jetties, sharkies.
Venice jetties still got a lot of Spanish mackerel, pompano, and a few sheep's head. So that's been doing pretty fair. I haven't heard of anyone fishing there at night this week, but the daytime they're doing all right. And they're catching them on those silly willies and shrimp just by itself, just floating it out there.
Okay, out into the Gulf of Mexico.
Honestly, I've had a lot of hodgepodge because it's been so windy. So very inconsistent, just mostly Spanish mackerel from the passes just to a couple few miles out. A couple guys are seeing king mackerel. Last Saturday, a guy got 3 blackfin tuna 18 miles out while he was just slow trolling from one spot to the other and hit them in 3 different locations. So I thought that was pretty cool. Other than that, I haven't had much. It's just been so windy.
Yeah, you gotta have a pretty good sized boat. We had some guys in with a 60 footer that were going out to play in the Gulf, and it's kind of interesting talking to them. Nice guys.
Yeah, those guys I was talking to just before we came into the report that said goodbye just a minute ago.
Yeah,
they're going out tomorrow, and they go out all the time. They go out of Stump Pass.
Okay, so how about Boca Grande Pass?
There's been bunch of tarpon in it, Spanish mackerel. Sheep's head.
Hang on just a second. I messed this up. I don't know why I did that. I didn't do everything properly, but... Alright. Now I'm ready for you. What was it?
Tarpon. Spanish mackerel. Sheep's head. Still a few pompano. A few bonnetheads.
It did it to me again.
Really?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Let me reset this thing.
A little strange.
No, it's a computer.
Yeah.
Nothing strange about everything going sideways.
Just doesn't like that one word. It's been nice weather out there because the wind has been blocking it for a lot of the shore fishermen that are fishing the pass there. Once you get out into the center or over towards the Cayo Costa side, it gets a little lumpy.
Yeah,
but I guess it's been real nice beach fishing right there. A couple guys saw some manatees the other day, said it startled them, but then they just got a real good kick out of it because it came through the old oil dock there, And then they actually hung around between the oil dock and the point, just kind of kept cruising back and forth. So it gathered quite a crowd of people checking them all out. They were just right outside by the drop off, and they said it was just pretty awesome. They were here for spring break, so they were super excited to see that.
Yeah, we took my son when he was down, and took him out. He was swimming out there, and the manatees all just came right up where we were swimming. And you know, you're not allowed to go to them, but if they come to you, oh well.
But right.
It was kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass has got Spanish mackerel. A few tarpon started showing up right there. And out front, just at the entrance of it, on both sides, some pompano. Quite a few pompano, actually. The water's been a little milky right there, from what I understand, but I guess they're doing really good on those pompano. And then there has been a couple of really big sharks being hooked up there at night. So, and that'll go on to the next part, too. Doing fairly well down there.
All right, do we have anything for redfish?
Nothing.
Okay. Anything if you're going to walk along the beaches anywhere?
I would say Boca Grande. I haven't heard anything about Stump Pass this week, but Boca Grande, been Sheep's Head, Pompano, a couple of Bonnet Head sharks. The Sheep's Head haven't been great big ones, but they've been a little better numbers, I should say. And then a lot of baby gag grouper. Quite a few guys catching little gags out there. They're like 10, 12 inches. The norm, which is kind of nice. Things are slowly getting back in. There's been a lot of bait out there. A lot of small greenbacks and glass minnow or fry coming through there too. I think that's what's keeping those Spanish out there in that pass pretty heavy. So much little bait.
Okay. Ponderosa, Sanibel?
Sanibel Causeway at night. Guys are catching some really nice snook and some tarpon. Other than that, it's been a little quiet for any other reports down in that area. A couple of guys have been daytime tarpon fishing, but they haven't been saying much of what they're catching. I think they're keeping it tight-lipped because this is the time of year where they catch them on catfish tails anchoring up around some of those deeper spots. So that would be my best guess.
All right. Anything Estero Bay?
We got nothing down there.
Coosatchee River?
Nothing.
Cape Coral?
Cape Coral's got a lot of juvenile tarpon moving around at the mouths of their canals. Some guys have been catching some snook that have been slow trolling that remembered your conversation from last year at the fishing club. They came up here to buy some more storm twitch sticks and I forget what else they bought. Oh, they bought a couple rattle traps. And they've been doing pretty well on the snook, and they're catching them during the day, just slow trolling around the canals. They're two older guys that are always at the meetings. They like coming up here just to BS and buy a couple lures every time. It's kind of neat. I like chatting with them.
Yeah, nice guys. Back to Droopy Mike Syndrome. There we go.
Right.
Okay, Matt Lachey.
Mount Lachey's still got some sheep's head, some snook right off the pier itself, or off the bridge itself. A couple guys caught a couple redfish off the bridge there, according to D. And then some redfish and some trout between the bridge and smokehouse. What else did she tell me? She was telling me about some redfish by the Indian fields. And a lot of juvenile tarpon, which is where she told me about the Cape Coral one. So that's about it.
Pine Island Sound.
Really good. There's been an assortment of sharks of different sizes, from Yuseppa down to just below Captiva Rocks. Black tips, bulls, a couple lemons, a couple small hammers in that 6 to 8 foot range. Couple guys couldn't even stop a couple of their sharks that they've been hooking at night out there. Spanish mackerel, some trout, some redfish and snook along the bushes. What else I hear about? No, that's about it. You know, so good mixed barrage of stuff happening down there.
All right, Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla.
Boquilla is the only thing I got, is some sheep's head. and a few pompano cruising along the shoreline, up underneath a few of those bushes and some of those deeper little spots.
Yeah, it was just a couple years ago, we were like, oh yeah, that's just amazing there, and it's awesome there, and it's amazing there, and, you know, everything cycles in, and part of it's due to the bait, the weather conditions, what happened, you know, and all that. And it's like eco nuts with their climate change. Well, we had a dust bowl here in the country at one point. We had an ice age with glaciers all over everything. I mean, we had droughts and famines and fires and floods. And yeah, you think the climate changes?
Yeah.
Wait a day. It's going to change again, you idiots. And it's kind of the same thing with the fish. You're going to have areas that do really good for a while. And then for some reasons that we can guess at, we could say, well, maybe too many people fish there, or this happened, or that happened, or the wind's blowing the wrong way. And then for some reason, they don't do very well for a while. And then all of a sudden, a while later, they just do great again.
Pick back up again, yeah.
I think the number one rule of the world is things change. They get better, they get worse. They get worse, they get better.
Yep.
And things change. And anybody who doesn't believe in things like climate change, because it changes from the spring to the winter, to the fall from the summer, to one year to the next, El Niños, non-El Niños. Of course everything changes. And so will the fishing. This year is what I would say is slot machine fishing.
There you go. I like that description.
This is, I mean, I have a couple of these old 1930 slot machines, and you put your nickel in or your quarter, you pull the arm, and it makes these wheels all spin inside, and if you're lucky, you hit something. If you're not, you don't. And that's literally how it's been. Some of the best fishermen I know go out and literally are doing nothing, and some guy who's never seen the water before goes out and just lands every fish in the world, or the other way. But you're literally put your quarter in the slot machine, pull the handle, because when you go out, that's your chances that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the whole Clint Eastwood thing. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Right.
Because I don't care how good or how bad you are, it's a big luck year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, you're catching every fish you ever dreamt of, like, you know, your neighbor 40, 60 pound black drum standing there, and then next guy stands on the seawall all season, never gets anything.
Right, exactly.
So this year, forget about your skill and your ability, and I mean, maybe bring a rabbit's foot or a magic eight ball, because you're gonna need luck.
Yeah. It's funny because that's the way it's been all winter long with trout, because so many people are saying, oh, there's no trout around. Well, yeah, there is, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like you said, this guy who has never fished for trout before in his life goes out and talks about the 25 of them that he caught in all sizes, and then another guy who's been doing it for a long time that's actually a pretty good fisherman, goose egg.
Yeah. I mean, so literally.
I like that. I like that description a lot. That
this whole season has been slot machine fishing.
I like it. That's a perfect description.
All right. Burnt store, two kinds?
Burnt store. There's just been some snook and some pompano hanging there on the bar heading towards Two Pines. Other than that, that's the only report I've gotten, but it's also been weeks since I've had a really decent report for that area.
I'll go with that. Alright. East side of the harbor.
Speaking of burnt store, I'm sorry, but you know, Tom Fisher's kind of gotten on his little...
Oh, you think?
Well...
He love fish, but good God, guy.
He posted something last night that made me laugh. It was a picture, and it was this cast net laid out in his driveway with all these fish in it. New record, 28 catfish in one throw. I managed to get 8 out and finally got mad and just left them in there and had to grab my other net. So you say you want to be a guide. How do you like this? It was good because I had to zoom in on them. I'm like, oh yeah, those really are catfish. I'm like, oh jeez, because those are so brutal in a cast net.
And that's just karma.
It is.
Fish, quiet down. Get over yourself. You know, the truth is never there or there. It's never all the way to the left or all the way to the right. It's always in the middle.
Yeah.
And we all want to do stuff, but you know, God love him. He's just one of the most true, genuine people I've ever met.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, but...
But that record is just
And
funny.
People wonder why it costs so much to do a charter. That's over $200 of net.
Yes.
Literally wrecked.
Yeah.
And then you go out and, you know, I was out throwing and I didn't realize somebody in one of those big boats had hit the marker, knocked it off, and they came back in and stuck the other marker within a couple of feet of it, but about 18 inches away was the other one underwater.
Yeah.
Threw it on there, $250 cast, and that one throw done, over wrecked.
Well, look at that one captain a couple years ago. 3 in 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and at all three different markers. That was the terrifying part. I'm like, did you not learn your lesson where it's at on the left side? No, I went to the other marker. I didn't know there was stuff at that one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, geez.
We had this time of year, the captains are out there, hang on to the rod. Keep a good grip on it, okay? You haven't caught a fish in about 30, 40 minutes, but you can't just sit there and, you know, like, lay the rod in your hand. You actually have to hold it. Because you could be back in 2 feet of water on the flats and have a 150-pound tarpon, just grab it. Or you're reeling in a little mangrove snapper or a ladyfish or a trout, and all of a sudden a 200-pound fish is on the line.
Right.
You literally have to hang on at this time of year. There is none of this, okay, I'm just sitting there and the rod's laid in my head, I'm just bored, I don't, why am I spending, and $300-$400 worth of rod and reel go landing in the water.
Yeah.
And all you do is watch and go, bye, bye.
Launches off like a little rocket.
Yeah. So what's going on the east side? Any rocket launching rods over there?
No, I haven't heard of anybody losing any rods over there, but the redfish and snooker peppered around the shoreline, around all the little islands and some of those back creeks. But the big thing I've been hearing about has been the cobia that have been cruising the outside of the bar with the bonnet heads on top of the bar and just outside the bar with some pompano, and a handful of juvenile tarpon been popping up around that whole area. So kind of keep a vigilant eye out for them, and they're like 10 to 30 pounders. There's been a handful of ladyfish and a handful of Spanish mackerel also on the outside of the bar. A lot of small glass minnows / greenbacks, but they're tiny. So I think that's why it's kind of keeping those critters around there.
Okay. Alligator Creek?
A lot of big jacks and some big snook cruising up and through the whole main canal. And then Burnt Store Isles is still really on fire with black drum, snook, juvenile tarpon, jacks, a handful of mangrove snapper, handful of sheep's head. Kind of the mixed barrage to that whole area.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Some black drum, a few jacks, a few snook, a lot of small mangrove snapper. Then one guy actually caught 3 trout while wading out in front there along the beach, heading, kind of working his way north towards the Colony Point or the Peace River Wildlife Refuge, right along that section.
Okay. Boy, I'll be doing really good typing, and then all of a sudden I'm looking going, is that Chinese? I mean, could be Russian for all I know, because the letters are all backwards and, you know, it's a jumble mix. PGI canals.
Juvenile tarpon. Lots of nice sized snook of assorted sizes. Guys are catching the snook trolling and also just kind of basically blanket casting artificials underneath the docks. Some bigger jacks. Mangrove snapper have been sporadic depending on which spot you're at in the canal system. And then the black drum have been all over the place too throughout there. So it's been pretty decent. I mean, when we, you know, she and I went there on Sunday on the boat and caught some nice jacks. But you know what? We fished the Room Canal, and I have still to this day, previous to that, never seen so much boat traffic. And it was breezy. It was actually windy that day.
Right.
And the amount of boat traffic coming and going was amazing to me. I mean, we didn't go more than a minute and a half, 2 minutes without a boat coming by.
Yeah.
I've never seen that much traffic. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was weird and cool all at the same time, and nobody was being mean, any frustrating things, stuff like that, but it was just like, I just couldn't believe the amount of boat traffic going through there.
Well, a lot of it's your fault.
Yeah.
You do fishing reports with me on three different venues. You do one with Josh Olive, another one, and you're in the magazines, you're in newspapers. A lot of this is your fault. You've told people how wonderful it is here.
Yeah.
So you
expect,
you're like, okay, this is amazing, this is wonderful. Southwest Florida rocks. It's one of the best places on the planet to live.
It is.
And, you know, except every 40 years we get a devastating hurricane. But right. Other than that, for 39 years it's pretty cool. Then we got one not so good.
Yeah.
But 39 pretty damn awesome years, and then that one that just kind of goes, son of a gun.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's pretty much an awesome place to live.
Absolutely. Pretty lucky.
And what's weird
actually
is
extremely lucky.
People don't get that we are the exact opposite of the rest of the nation. Because south of I-4, peak season goes from like November to 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And north of I-4, everything's about what? Labor Day to Memorial Day?
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the summer. Down here, it's all about the winter.
Yeah.
We're the polar opposite of the rest of the country, and we like it that way.
Yes.
Yes.
It's nice.
Let all those states up there do whatever they're going to do. And if you move here, just remember the people who ran you out of that state, we don't want them running this state. So, love to see you come down, but just remember, those were the idiots that made it too expensive and too god-awful to live in that state.
Yeah.
We don't want the same type of people running our state.
Right.
So, figure something else out. All right, Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef's had actually a few Spanish mackerel on it, a few sheep's head, and a couple of small sharks. Okay. It's gotten a little better reports out there.
Typing mistakes fixed. Deep holes in the harbor.
Been a few Spanish mackerel out there, but it's been so windy this week I haven't had anything of any significance, to be honest.
Really good tarpon fishing, by the way.
Yeah.
I even took some of the last plugs that I know work out there. I've got them up here in the shelf for you, Robert.
Really?
Yep. The larger size storm twitch stick.
Really?
Single hook on the back. Slow trolled through there, and tarpon are just blowing crazy on them.
Really?
Yeah, I pulled some off the shelf for you.
Nice.
One of the customers that comes in, he was asking me, what about trolling and all this? And so I was showing him different lures, and he said, well, what about the bigger ones? I said, well, if you're out in the harbor and you want to troll for something a little bigger, I said, that'd be great. But in the canals, the smaller ones actually do a little better. So he took a couple of big ones out there and just wrecking the fish.
Really?
Yep. And
nice.
He's having a ball. There's plenty of tarpon in the deep holes.
Okay.
All right. Spanish and tarpon. The middle hole, nice amount of sharks.
Sharks are starting to move in there, huh?
Yep.
Cool.
So, see, I've been out playing with the customers.
I know you have.
We've been talking, having fun. This has been...
You've been having a real good time the last several days running around with the customers. Since
I got to tell you, this is the most fun.
It's nice seeing you back to that.
But it's the most fun season we've had in years.
Oh, it's wonderful.
The people are just amazing. The customers are just off the charts. You have no idea how it happened or where it happened from, but the nicest people on the planet are all coming into the bait shop. They're fun, they're entertaining, they're great to talk to, they're having a good time, and they're catching fish, not catching fish, but they're just literally just a happy group, and it's been the most fun I've had in years talking to the people.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
We always have some good customers, but this year, it's just literally just a fun year to be in the bait shop.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
I mean, I walk in the morning and I'm all burnt out. I'm so tired. I hurt so bad I can't hardly move. And within two customers, I'm like, okay, yeah. How are you going to be in a bad mood with this going on?
This is what I do. This is great.
And, you know, like we always said, if this job paid a little better, it'd be the most perfect job in the world.
I agree.
Because, you know, outside of the money, this is literally, if you're not doing anything, just come in, hang out, and talk to the other people in the store. If you're in a bad mood and you want to get cheered up, just come hang out here for an hour or so.
Right. And this year's been, like you said, that exception. It's been an exceptionally good year. I mean, we've always got a lot of good customers, but you can always pick out a few different days where it's like, what's up with people today? They're all in a little funk. I haven't seen that at all this season. It's been really pretty awesome.
I mean, this is the happiest, most fun group. And we're not talking a few customers, boys and girls. To be quite honest, Fish and Frank's is relatively busy. We go, I'm even hesitant to say how many people a week, but it's more than hundreds, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're literally amazing. It literally, if you're not in a good mood, walk in the door, hang out for a little while, join in a conversation, help somebody find a lure that you like and they might, you know, be able to use, or just talk to the other people.
Yeah.
It's downright, literally the most proud I've ever been of this place for as far as the people who come in. And I have nothing to do with that. They just show up. So, yeah. Alright, freshwater.
Well, bass fishing has still been pretty darn good. A lot of guys buying shiners for them. Lures seem to have slowed down a little bit, except for the typical plastic worms. But shiners, Northport canals, Rotunda, even a lot of guys going out to the web. Quite a few guys have been buying shiners to take with them over to the different lakes. Trafford, Placid, Okeechobee, hodgepodge, kind of everywhere. You know, guys are traveling around to find fish because they're just having a good time checking it all out. And like you said, I think it was last week we were talking. No, it was just the other day we were talking about it. With some of these guys are switching from the saltwater to the freshwater because they just want something different. And we've been seeing that a lot lately.
So many people on the flats, and now a lot of those guys got bigger boats. They're all way out in the Gulf of Mexico, from 3 to 60 miles out or 100 miles out in the Gulf. And then the other bunch has gone back to the freshwater canals, the lakes, going to Okeechobee, Astapoga, Trafford, Kissimmee Chain. I mean, they're going all over the state, bass fishing, the stick marsh. It's... people are having fun with fishing again too. They're not, oh, this is what I'm doing, and they're like, okay, well, I'm doing a little bit of this, I'm gonna go do a little bit of that, and they're, it's just such a mix mash. And I mean, you're talking to one person about catching tilapia, mine cichlids, bluegills, and then bass, and then another guy about shark fishing, another guy about tarpon, another guy about mackerel, another guy about, I mean, there's so many fish and so many things to do. And I think people have finally figured out you don't have to just fish snook or redfish or trout. You've got so many species of fish.
Right.
And so many styles and so many things. And, you know, I think they've just figured out it's actually just supposed to be fun.
Yep.
So, anyway, let me see what I can do here. Okay. Looking for to do the tarpon maps. We're down to that.
Okay. All right.
Any red dots?
Boca Grand Pass.
Okay, red dots at Boca.
And that would be it for me.
All right. Now, out in front of Harbor Heights, I'm going to drop a couple of yellow dots. And I haven't heard, but I would guess, so I can't really put any yellow dots where I haven't heard. I put white dots for where I guess.
Yeah.
Any yellow dots you can think of?
That's the 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Sanibel. And Cape Coral Causeway.
All right, Sanibel.
And those are kind of a 50-50 confirmation.
And I'm telling you, the only reason I'm not putting red dots in the middle of the harbor, I put yellow dots up there, is because if you ain't got the right lure, you're probably not going to do as well.
Right.
But I will tell you, something about 4 to 6 inches long, green-backed, kind of maybe clear gray belly. So, okay. Anyway. Got in front of Harbor Heights, a ton of tarpon, but I don't know what they're hitting on.
No, they've been all over the map. People are seeing them. People are catching them on a curl tail, paddle tail, tilapia.
Anywhere else I should drop some dots?
That's about it. It's ramping up, but it's not there yet.
Okay. All right, 03. 19. All right. Just as far as what would you say with the tarpon fishing right now? The warm and cold water has just been kind of keeping it sporadic.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a good way to put it. I mean, the guys out at the pass, one guy does okay, another guy, you know, same way that the bridges. It's just funky weather.
Okay. And, well, I guess that's just about it. I'm going to drop this picture in here. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No, I can't.
Another month is going by. We're back at Luigi's. Like I said, we start back in there in March. Click the
May.
Click the seminar page, and that will tell you when we're there. We've got from May all the way through December, all the dates booked. And should we call Doug and Mary from Strike King? Really want to come down and do some stuff. Mark Nichols wants to be here. Patrick Sabeel wants to come over. Do we want to start doing some seminars in April?
I think so. All right. I think we should take advantage of the last little bit.
Okay.
Before it starts to get too hot and buggy.
All right. Well, we'll get that done. And in the meantime, let's see. Should we do this properly?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Let me move this out of the way because I can't see anything. And there we are. Let's see what this does. It makes it seem like an actual beginning and an end to the program. Okay. Any last final thoughts, Robert?
Just enjoy the next beautiful several days because the wind's actually supposed to lay down.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome, and thanks for all the wonderful customers.
Okay. Is the music just really loud or something?
Music's a little louder.
Okay, yeah. I'm having a hard time hearing lately. All right. Sorry about that. So,
okay.
Anyway, like Robert said, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for having so much fun. We've really enjoyed this season, and we're still enjoying it. And thank you all. It's been actually amazing. So we will see you in the next radio fishing report thing, whatever it is that we do here. Bye. Bye.